I'm pleased today to be talking with Kim Meter, founder of Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch, and Lori Sacker about their book, Blind Hope. Kim, we'll talk to you first. The story of Lori and her dog, Mia, complements so many of the stories that have come from your ranch in that there's an animal rescue at the center of it. What is it about the rescue of Mia, a blind dog, that strikes you as a story that will resonate with your readers?
Well, I can't really speak for the readers, but I can tell you with certainty that this is a story that has really resonated with me. As the founder of Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch, which is an equine rescue facility, my husband Troy and I have been involved in the rescue of more than 300 horses in the past 14 years. And in that process, we've had the privilege of pairing oftentimes abused and neglected horses with seemingly abused and neglected kids. And within this environment of what we hope to be peace and safety, tens of thousands of kids have come to know love and hope in this ranch free of charge. And since the beginning of the ranch, we've been able to do this having never charged anyone a penny to come here. Everything at this ranch is absolutely free. And we're able to do this in part because we have a really strong volunteer base. And on occasion, out of that volunteer pool, we hire our employees. And really, such was the case with Lori. She came and volunteered at the ranch 4 years ago, and my husband and I just fell in love with her, and we hired her on as a full-time employee at the ranch. And like many of the staff here, she really quickly became a very dear friend of mine. And it was during this time that she was involved in a rescue of a horse. And during that rescue, she became aware of a desperately ill dog that was also in need of rescue. And on that day, she made the decision to do a very noble thing, and that was to intervene for an animal in need. And it was during the time that followed, while Lori and I have spent much time together riding horses and cross-country skiing and running and hiking together, that she started sharing with me some of the things that she was learning from this rescued dog. And of all that she revealed, this resounding theme began to resonate in my heart that Lori's relationship with her blind dog was really a mirrored image of God's relationship with us. And there was one scenario that especially pierced my heart. And after Lori, she shared that after she had rescued this dog, she had renamed the dog, which is something we do with the horses here as well. And it's part of us symbolizing a new start and a new try at this life. And after a week of name training, the dog was settled in its new name, knew its name, and was relaxing into a new life. And Lori took this dog to go explore one of the beautiful parks in this area. And they just had a great day hiking and exploring along the river. And toward the end of the day, it was time for them to turn around and go back to the car. And so she called the dog's name, which was Mia, my little girl, and, "Come on, Mia, let's go." And, "Come on, Mia, Mia, come." And this is before the dog actually went blind. And at that point, the dog turned around and looked right at her face and made the decision to disobey. She turned back around and trotted away. And Lori shared how the next 30 minutes of trying to catch her dog were not pretty. And as she was running after her dog, she was so frustrated and so hurt and angry. And all she kept thinking in her mind is, "Don't you know that I rescued you? And don't you know that every good thing you have in this life I've provided? Don't you know that I saved you? Don't you know that I love you?" And it was during that time of running after her dog that the voice of the Lord started to rise in her heart. And what she heard was, "My precious child, don't you know? Don't you know that I rescued you? And don't you know that every good thing that you have in this life I have provided? Don't you know that I've been calling you by name your entire life because I love you? And I want you to know how much I love you. And I want you to know me. Don't you know that I saved you? I've been calling you by name your entire life. And girl, you just keep running away." And I have to say that as Lori shared this story, it just broke my heart, because it's not just a story unique to her, it made me really think of all the times that God has been calling me to change and to grow and to release my pride and to trust in Him, to give forgiveness. And I've thought of this story nearly every day since she shared it with me, how much God has been calling all of us to come to Him.
Now, Lori, tell us about the day you went to pick up Mia, and what were you thinking on the way there, and what were your thoughts after you picked her up?
You know, it was a pretty chaotic day running around getting everything together, but truly, I was really excited about going to get this dog. I was excited about participating in a rescue and excited about having a dog of my own for the first time. I had some hope, too, that this would be the answer that I had been looking for. This maybe would be something that would bring a little fulfillment and satisfaction to my life. If you read in the book, there's a lot of things that are listed that I ran to, and I was just looking for satisfaction and rest and peace, and I was hopeful that Mia would be the answer to that as well. But overall, just a lot of excitement for that day. After I had gone to pick her up, my whole internal attitude had shifted, however, and on the outside, I still looked like a girl who was doing the right thing and picking up a dog that needed help and helping a family that needed to get rid of their animals and all that. But on the inside, the minute I saw Mia, everything had shifted, and my own selfishness and my own selfish motives and self-serving motives were really revealed in my heart. Mia was not what I expected. She was needy, she was smelly, she was ugly, and I realized at that time that this dog is not what I had in mind and not what I had hoped for. And really, it was the beginning of God tearing down this facade that I had put up, and this person that I presented myself to be, that I wanted everyone to believe that I was, and the beginning of Him revealing who I actually was inside. And not just for the sake of showing me the icky stuff, but because He wanted to start to transform my life. And so that day when I got that little dog was the beginning of this incredible journey of God really starting to break down that facade that I had put up, reveal who I am, and then reveal who He's calling me to be and who He wants me to be through His transforming power.
So what would you say then is probably the greatest thing that you learned about yourself from adopting Mia?
You know, I've learned so much, and I still learn things from her. But I think the greatest thing was just that initial day that Kim spoke about when I went to the park, when I realized that God had been there all along. He had never once forsaken me, but I had stayed far enough away from Him. I had pursued a relationship with everything except my Lord. I had pursued knowing and experiencing and doing all these things, but I had never taken time to pursue knowing His voice. And when Mia didn't know her name, and when she didn't know her voice, and when she chose to walk away, it was you know, a dog who still didn't know her master because it had only been a few days. But when I was doing it, it was a girl running from her master and avoiding so many different things. But it became so clear to me on that day that the Lord was there, and that I was the one that was choosing not to spend time, not to posture my life in a way to know Him and to know His voice and to follow His leading. And from that initial, that was just the catalyst for so much more growth and for so many more things to be revealed and for so many more changes that God was wanting to do in my heart. And since that day, He has used her just in little bitty ways, but to really reveal great truth to my heart and to my life.
Kim, as we look to wrap up our time today, what do you want your readers to feel when they finish reading this book?
I think it's honestly not what I wish for readers to feel as much as it would be what I would wish for readers to do. My prayer over every word of this book is that it would encourage readers to just fall on their knees before the God who loves them and reach up and grasp the hand of hope that's always been reaching out to them. This is a really simple book. It's just a little book about honest reflection and honest encouragement and honest hope. And it's my desire that everyone who reads it would come away with a deeper understanding of just how much our Master loves us, and that they would have a longing to know Him more, and perhaps an honest desire to listen to God and to follow Him closely and learn to simply rest in His presence, knowing that it's within this life, just like Mia, that we truly do walk by faith and not by sight,
none of us have to run away from God anymore. We can all choose to rest in his perfect peace. And honestly, this is possible because hope is not blind. On the contrary, hope sees beyond any horizon of pain known to mankind. And that's because hope's authentic name is Jesus Christ. We can choose to come to him every moment of every day because we each choose which direction we run. And there's only two choices, toward God or away from him. We choose.
Kim Meter and Lori Sacker have been my guests today as we talked about their new book called Blind Hope. Thanks so much for being with me today.